This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have him back on the show, and I'll tell you why. This company was the first publicly traded marijuana company in the country. We're talking no other than Medical Marijuana, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MJNA. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have the chairman and the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Dr. Stuart Titus. Dr. Titus, thank you so much for coming back on the show. It's been a little while.
It's been a while, Everett, but certainly great to be back with you today.
You know, when I look at your guys' press releases, what I'm really impressed, and this is just one facet that I'm impressed about, you guys are always transparent. You're always putting news out, like almost every 4 and 5. If people could just take that page out of your notebook and put it in their page, so much more activity would be done for the OTC market in general, and especially for publicly traded companies in your space. That being said, I've heard that you spoke with the FDA hearing on the cannabis and CBD in Washington, I think around May 31st of last month. And what's the goal in speaking? Where are we at in this 20-inning ball game of getting the FDA on board and recognizing that CBD does make a change in people's lives?
Yeah, well, these were historic meetings, really. The FDA is now looking more specifically at the overall cannabis industry, and in particular, looking to carve out a regulatory pathway for CBD to be sold in the U.S. as a dietary supplement. June of last year, 2018, GW Pharmaceuticals did receive FDA approval on a CBD-based medicine. This is an isolated, concentrated form of CBD that's being used to treat young children with various forms of rare refractory epilepsy, the type of epileptic seizure disorder that's drug-resistant. Children still keep having seizures. And certainly now with an FDA-approved CBD-based drug, the FDA is thinking, well, gosh, why should we possibly have a dietary supplement? Is there a need for a dietary supplement, et cetera, et cetera? And thus, we were providing arguments to just support our case.
You know, you guys have come so far, have done so many things. 2018 was a record revenue year for MJNA. What are some of the major accomplishments that led to this? And do you have any company announcements that you look forward to in 2019?
Certainly 2018 was a banner year. We produced about $60 million worth of overall revenue. This was our best year to date, certainly. And the nice thing is that the trend is still continuing here in 2019. Our first quarter results, we showed over $20 million in sales and actually had the first profitable quarter in the history of the company. So we're very excited about some of the ability for our group to be able to sell and market products, not only here in the U.S., but as well over in the European community, where certain countries are now accepting of a THC-free form of our CBD products. And more recently, we've had some nice news, a good press announcement just the other day, that we now have a new director for our Japanese operations, a gentleman named Peter Dale, who's been a longtime dietary supplement nutritional expert in the Japanese markets, who's come on board with us to help with some of our expansion into the Asian markets. So certainly we're quite excited about this year being another banner year in terms of sales, revenues, and hopefully we can bring some additional money to the bottom line for our shareholders.
You guys have a couple of divisions, Cannaway, Hemp Meds, Dixie Biotechnicals. Where did the revenue come from? Did it come mostly from internationally, or did it come from domestically here?
Well, we don't really break that down so much, but I can tell you that the international expansion with some of the opportunities that exist around the globe, certainly we have a Hemp Meds Brazil, Hemp Meds Mexico, Hemp Meds Argentina. We have a slight presence in the country of Paraguay. But, of course, Cannaway, our multi-level marketing direct sales company, launched in the European markets in November of 2017 and have done phenomenally well. I've been very impressed with the growth, the revenue generation in the European markets, and certainly now with some expansion over to the Japanese market, we really think that the international aspects can potentially rival, maybe even overtake some of what we've been able to accomplish here in the U.S. So for us to be so well diversified with a great population and a number of brand ambassadors throughout the globe is something we're quite excited about. I do travel extensively. I do travel internationally, as do many of our other corporate executives, but these opportunities are phenomenal, especially when you're first into a new country with a great new product, a wonderful story, and many people trying our products are seeing some incredible improvements in overall levels of health and wellness, and certainly think this is really something where CBD is poised to be the quintessential dietary supplement once it's so FDA approved.
I couldn't agree with you more. My guest today is Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO and president and chairman of the company of Medical Marijuana Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MJNA. Personal opinion of mine, I think they're grossly undervalued here at a little over 5 cents a share. Brightfield Group stated in 2018 annual report that the CBD market is expected to grow over nearly 40 times within the next 4 years and outpacing the rest of the cannabis market. Did you see this coming?
Well, certainly we thought that when we even looked at the U.S. government research dating back to 1999 that led to a U.S. government patent in 2003 on the therapeutic use of cannabinoids. This was the 6630507 patent titled Cannabinoids as Antioxidants and Neuroprotectants. Right in the patent, it mentions how preferable the non-psychoactive cannabinoids are to use because you can give larger amounts to an individual without the intoxicating, unnecessary side effects that
right.
many people experience from the psychoactive cannabinoids. For example, 2, 3, 4 milligrams of THC for some people has a tremendously psychoactive effect. We have many people taking 50 milligrams CBD daily just prophylactically just for overall health and wellness. And they can drive a car, operate heavy machinery. It doesn't bother or affect them in any negative way. So certainly that gives you a relative idea of the differences. And many people, of course, are getting some great health and wellness benefits with a marijuana type of cannabis. And certainly, we don't discount this incredibly significant sector of the marketplace, but there are many people who want to get healthy but don't necessarily want the high, and now they have this nice alternative, and certainly we're capturing market share from this sector and the population of the growing cannabis industry. And overall, the cannabis industry, we're seeing tremendous dislocations, many people giving up traditional pharmaceutical medications, particularly opioids, in favor of cannabis and CBD. We're seeing states such as Colorado with significantly 15 to 20% lower beer and alcohol sales because of cannabis legalization. And we're certainly seeing people smoking a lot less cigarettes because they're now able to smoke cannabis as well. So these interesting industries are all now starting to partner with some of the Canadian licensed producers just to continue to capture and keep market share that's been eroding for them. So these tremendous dislocations should not be discounted, and we think that the market's really coming into the forefront now for these cannabinoids. And over time, there are, 146 known and identified cannabinoids. Many of them are going to have as much or maybe even greater therapeutic application than just THC or CBD that now have come into our vocabulary. And certainly we look forward to the future. It's very, very bright for us.
Dr. Titus, in closing, what would you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, certainly we're growing. We're spending a lot of money back into the company to fund our international expansion. We think long-term, though, this is going to serve us extraordinarily well. We think this entire CBD industry, everything is still very much at the ground floor, and we're very excited about the new up-and-coming cannabinoids that our research and development group is looking at. I'm really quite excited about the future. I know it's been a long haul for some of our shareholders, and certainly we look forward to producing significant value. I think the growth in the revenue that we've had over the past few quarters now really speaks volumes as to what we're doing. The fact we've now turned profitable, hopefully we can show some great things for our shareholders over the coming months and years.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. I'm a big fan of yours and your management team. I think you guys are doing very, very well for yourself. And I know there's a long road to travel, and I'm sure you guys will travel that. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on in about 50 days.
Well, Everett, we look forward to that so much, and just wish you the very best. Thank you for the opportunity again.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.